Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Attention shoppers, Pistol Shrimps Radio presents Mall Walkin'.
Welcome to episode 2 of Mall Walkin'.
My name is Mark McConville.
My name is Matt Gourley.
Where are we today here, Matt?
We're at the Burbank Town Center.
I brought you to this mall, Matt, because I thought it was just a nice step up from our last mall, the Eagle Rock Plaza.
We're in Burbank, California. But not so big a step up that I'd be shocked or out of breath, right?
Yeah, I want to ramp up to this. I want us to sort of gently rise to the great malls.
Yes.
We are next to, we're walking out of the parking lot where they have electric car chargers. The first reason that I wanted to come here.
Oh, because you needed a solid charge.
I needed a
charge.
Little charge, but I don't think those chargers work.
Well, because I hope we get home.
We're also next to a dead Sears.
Is it dead?
Oh, yeah. I don't know that Sears is actually a retailer any longer.
Oh.
And then there's World Market and Bed Bath & Beyond. I believe both of those are not open either.
Are you from the school that calls it Cost Plus or World Market? Because I've had a major difference of opinion, so much so that I've considered taking Amanda on Judge John Hodgman.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have an opinion about it, honestly.
I know it is Cost Plus, but I think most people know it as World Market.
I maybe know it as Cost Plus World Market, the whole thing. I'm not willing to abbreviate. I call NFL National Football League.
You're always Switzerland, man.
I'm always Switzerland?
Yeah.
I do have a neutrality problem. Well, I'd like to show you right off the bat, Matt, as we enter here into
Speaking of neutral.
We're coming from, I think, the West Garage. I don't know. We parked in the parking structure, and then this main thoroughfare to enter the mall has nothing. It has an art thing for kids, like a splatter
kind of
Jackson Pollock-ish play
area. I feel
area.
Like I'm in THX1138 right now.
It's white. It's Sano.
You know what I am seeing.
But I am seeing these massage chairs. What a delight. We're going to start off with how we're going to end coming back here. There's even a gelato machine.
It's
here.
A mochi mochi machine. Oh my God. Okay, this is great. Wow.
Two massage chairs where we can sort of figure out our feelings on the mall.
It's good to be back, Mark.
I agree with you, though. I am so scared of the Macy's goons. Maybe there will be Burbank Town Center goons that don't want us doing this.
How long do you think before they put out an all points bulletin in all Macy's?
That we're just walking around malls?
Like, no, not malls, just Macy's. Look out for these two guys with microphones, you know?
Well, we're looking right into the belly of the beast right there. Macy's is the first shop you're going to see in the Burbank Town Center. I don't really see, there's a directory where we should start.
And we should mention, a way nicer Macy's than Eagle Rock Plaza.
Oh, yeah.
This one actually seems functional.
They don't seem to have any leaks.
We can end here. What do you say?
Yeah, we'll end here, but I'm looking for the directory.
Yeah.
Price is so low, you never need a coupon. That's good to
know.
Here are
more of these child ride-along.
Okay, so Burbank Town Center. What are we dealing with, Matt?
Well, we're looking at, what are our anchor stores? Let's get those covered.
Well, this is an issue because we have an exterior, a lower level, a mid-level, and an upper level. So this is a triple-decker.
Which is rare, and I come to learn because I was researching Glendale Galleria, which I believe was the first three-story mall and the first ever three-story Target.
Three-story Target?
Yeah.
They just have one floor full of toilet paper?
That's right.
Yeah. So we have the outdoor.
Let's save that for another time, huh?
Why? The outdoor is just the parking garages and then five big box retailers, one of which isn't in existence anymore,
that's
Sears.
Not really a mall. This is, that doesn't count. Do you notice the music is a little louder here today? I wonder if that'll come through on these mics.
I think that's going to be a problem.
Don't worry, listener. We're rocking super cardioid
Sennheisers.
Sennheiser E845Ss.
So you're just getting our sweet, sweet voices, and that's it.
Hopefully.
You have a Macy's, you have a Bed Bath & Beyond, you have an Old Navy.
As an anchor store. That's an anchor interesting. Store.
And then not much in the though this bowling place is probably is bigger than any of the anchor stores.
Yeah, bowling and amusement. When I was young, an anchor store meant your Macy's, your Broadway, your Bullocks, your Buffums, your Henshaws, your Gottschalks, your Bloomingdale's, your Robinson's.
Those
May.
Are all real stores.
Yeah.
What about Donaldson's?
Boston store? No, we never Dayton's? Had Donald's. Those must be regionals.
I think Perry Scott?
No, I think Gottschalk's Boston store were regionals. I believe Henshaw's and Buffum's, people might know that from the Super Ego podcast.
But that's a real store.
It was. They closed down. Same with Bullock's. I think Bullock's became Macy's. I think Macy's bought out Bullock's and Robinson's.
I'm sure there's a document somewhere in the world that chronicles the retail takeover of big box mall stores.
Such a fascination with classic.
The one I liked stores. When I was growing up, when I was buying clothes, it was called Herberger's. It's a real store.
Herberger's.
It was like no nonsense shopping. It's like, I'm going to come in here. They're going to have 10 nice things I can wear. And that's it. I don't need a ton of variety. I'm not looking to buy 60 pairs of jeans. We got Levi's and we got like Wrangler and then
Do
maybe
they have
one
any
other.
Ads? Come on down to Herberger's for quality fur burgers.
Matt.
What?
Let's
anything else we gotta cover here?
I mean
Euro Kids USA. Do you think that's Euro trash clothing for children?
It's United States Euro. They sell Euro Kids. And they're weird mall kids.
Oh my God.
Number one email that we got, Matt, by the way, after the first episode of Mall Walk-In was How did you not mention any weird mall kids?
That's because we're saving it. It's Casino Royale. He doesn't say Bond, James Bond till the end.
He also doesn't say Casino Royale.
He doesn't?
Does he?
Well, someone does.
Because that's where they're staying? Well, I need you to go to Casino Royale.
That's where they have the game.
Yeah. We didn't really encounter any weird mall kids.
No, we didn't. Well, it's also school hours.
Yeah, so the likelihood of us seeing a weird mall kid, it'll be really weird.
Although I would say it's more likely that we're going to see a weird mall kid during school hours because they don't let weird mall kids in school.
Yeah, that's true.
They just live in the mall.
Well, do you want to go through the categories of stores that exist in the Burbank Town Center? We have beauty and fitness.
Okay.
Women's apparel.
Yeah.
Books and entertainment.
How many bookstores? Because I'm not even seeing one.
Yeah, no. I mean, Picturistic is maybe a bookstore.
Oof, even then.
What about the Red Caboose Animal Ride?
So bad I can't.
That's right
down.
Over here, isn't it?
I don't see a Red Caboose, but I do see a bowl. Like, and it looks like
we're gonna have to go
outside
over there.
The stock exchange.
Yeah, this is jewelry and accessories.
Department stores.
Footwear.
Children's apparel.
Men's apparel.
Home decor.
Eat and drink.
And services. Let's get at it.
All right. I want to start right over here, Matt, because, you know, a big moment in the first episode is we found a phone and a hot dog.
I wonder if anybody got that back.
I hope so. Maybe we'll do a follow-up episode.
Oh, you think
I just
you
want
might
to quickly check.
A phone and T-Bone the Bull?
T-Bone the Bull. We got to
get a picture.
Fun Country Airlines says it right there. I think that's a pun on Sun Country Airlines.
Oh, good question.
The Falgas Racing Team. That's out of order. And then we have a fire truck. So I'm going to get a photo of you by these guys here, okay. Matt.
Do you got T-Bone? It says T-Bone the Bull on there.
I'll get a second one too. Want to make sure we see T-Bone.
Yeah. That's kind of weird to name him after inside part of his body.
No, this bull's named after the car accident.
Oh, yes. Okay.
We have a nice lounge here. This looks like
nice,
maybe
huh?
any airport would have a similar situation here.
They want you to come do your laptop work here.
You can charge your items.
That's right.
This is nice.
Look at these, like, rolling animals here. That's nice.
This is a Red Caboose Animal Rides.
Oh, that looks fun. Hi, I bet you.
Oh, I think you can ride stuffed animals around the mall.
Yeah, you can. That's what I'm seeing.
So we've just passed by Simple, which is like a hair salon.
Okay. Doesn't hold a candle to Straight Clips.
Straight Clips is the king of hair, as far as I'm concerned. Mrs. Fields is not open. They'll be right back.
Oh, where do you think Mrs. Fields went?
They'll be right back.
Oh, Tokyo Japanese Lifestyle is closed too. I would like to go in there.
All right, Matt, what do we have here?
Oh, I would like to go in here, and it's closed.
Well, we're a little early.
Are we? Oh.
They're open every day, but we're here.
Back, they'll be open.
They'll be open in 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, lots of Japanese stuffed animals. This is very similar to Eagle Rock Plaza. There's a store just like this, but this seems more well curated.
Yeah.
Cleaner.
There's my neighbor Totoro, and not the anime character, my actual neighbor Totoro.
You guys work out that fence issue that you had?
Yep. Wow. Look at that. Now, so far, we
have. Do I have to read
people.
Dragon Ball A through Y to understand Dragon Ball Z? RMLA is here. That's a makeup studio, possibly. And then that's it.
Now,
we just walked an entire length of the mall.
That was one
essentially
wing, a bottom floor of
the
one
first wing.
Yeah. It
of
is three stories, so we shouldn't feel bad if we're cruising through.
Well, let
this.
Me ask you, for fitness sake, do you want to take the stairs?
Oh, good question. Well, we got to cover the first story first.
And now we're in a food court.
Yeah.
Something that Eagle Rock Plaza didn't really have.
No.
Does this, how's this food court suit you, Matt?
Well, I didn't know Sbarro still existed, so that's interesting.
I did a bit on Conan's show where I was a fake Italian.
Who now?
Bemoaning the death of Sbarro, but there's a Sbarro right here. He was, my character was an old Italian boxer, only it's me. I don't look Italian at all.
Did you have like a Mario mustache? Am I remembering that incorrectly?
I don't think I had a Mario mustache. Holy shit. Look at round one.
And it's getting louder. You might hear this noise. So we're approaching.
That's not a typhoon or a tornado. That's just a giant arcade.
Oh my God.
Holy smokes.
This is crazy.
Round one.
Let's get closer. Now, we apologize for some of the noise, but you just have to understand.
Man, I can't even hear you.
You can't?
That's how loud it is.
Oh, yeah. I guess I have the earphones on.
You have earphones on, so you can hear me.
Easier.
Are you walking in here?
Well, sure.
Just take a look around?
Yeah.
This is a massive arcade.
Look, there's
good for you.
There's a live action, almost human-sized Hungry Hungry Hippos.
This feels like you can get on the hippo and ride it.
Wow. You can. That's what you do. And
I mean,
you
this,
pull on that little bar.
If I worked here, I'd have a headache all the time.
Oh, this would drive me crazy.
Yeah. But
oh, man.
Massive, huge arcade games.
And there's a...
I saw a kid.
A weird mall kid?
That's a toddler, so...
Yeah, that doesn't count. A weird mall kid has to walk around on its own and bother you. Yeah. Now, there's all kinds of giant claw games, which really is kind of eerie because they're all the same sort of animals all just pinned up there like you're like, I feel like I need to liberate them.
Oh, you want to get these guys out of here?
Well, look at them. I mean, they look like they're imprisoned in there, you know?
Yeah.
Like the Matrix.
A lot of... It borders on a casino.
It really does.
It really feels like a casino. And allegedly, there's bowling in here, too.
Yeah, but it does feel like a casino. You know why? Because you can't see the other end of it.
Do you think this used to be like a JCPenney? Or a massive big box retailer, and they just said, you know what? We're going to spray paint everything gray. We're going to do a weird floor, and then we're just going to load this up with any arcade game we can find.
Definitely used to be a store. Now, this guy's loading.
What do you want to do?
I want to talk to this guy loading up this claw machine.
I can't hear you, so you go. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Wow.
What's going on?
Hi, how's it going? Do you mind talking on mic for a second for our podcast?
I'm working right now, brother.
Okay. Right now. You can't tell us anything about the claw machine? No?
That's a no, yeah.
All right.
All right. Sorry.
No problem.
We got to get the hell out of here, Matt.
That guy...
This feels militaristic.
Now, if you were working and someone came up to you with a mic and you were working at round one bowling and amusement...
Uh-huh.
That guy, he's serious about his job that he can't... I didn't ask him to stop working. I just wanted to hear something about.
Well, look, he's just trying to get those claws calibrated, so that the toys don't make it out of the claw machine because they're rigged.
That's why he didn't want to talk about it, because he's in on the system. Those claws thing, that's more than the house always wins. That's the house is coming for your house.
Yeah. Let's go around the horn here in the food court before we go up to the second level, Matt. We have a Mongolian grill.
Yeah.
Teriyaki, across the border, fresh Mexican grill and more.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Panda Express, Philly cheesesteaks by Charlie's, and Sbarro. Where are you going to hit up if you're going to eat If you're going to eat lunch here,
going to Across the Border or Sbarro's. But I did learn that it, because I started researching the Glendale Galleria, thinking we might go there.
Yeah.
It had the first ever Panda Express. We still got another little.
How fast was it though?
It was, it's so fast. It's not even there.
Is Panda Express a bad name because pandas are typically not known for their speed
or being eaten?
Well, I don't think they serve panda.
Well, that's false advertising.
Like Farmer Brothers doesn't serve farmers.
But it does serve brothers.
You make a great
point. I mean, think about it. There's probably lots of cows that are brothers.
You make a, you make another excellent point. All right, now we're in maybe the Bed Bath & Beyond. The closed, we got a dead bed. We got a dead Bath & Beyond is what this is.
Bed Bath & Beyond went to the great Bed Bath & Beyond.
They went to the Beyond, yeah.
Oh, man.
Nothing in there but shelves and sadness.
I'm getting a little interference on your microphone.
Are you?
I think, are you?
Oh, was I touching something I shouldn't have touched?
Well, that's a different story.
Matt.
I have no problem with
There's
that.
There's no one around. Who cares?
I know. I think hold it up here.
Don't touch the bottom thing.
Yeah.
You still getting it?
No.
You're fine.
I think so.
Oh, buddy.
Tuxedo Junction.
Tuxedo Junction. What's your function?
Look at this little burgundy velour tuxedo jacket. I want to put my daughter in that and have her just sing some torch songs.
This is a business that I hope never dies. Tuxedo rental.
I don't see how it could.
And this might be tuxedo purchase. You might be able to buy a tuxedo here. Are you still getting the nonsense?
Yeah, a little interference. I wonder if there's some kind of, what if there's another mall walking podcast there doing
probably
radio
is
interference, but I think it's your mic that attacked.
Well, I'm not doing anything but talking
I'm
to
not
it.
Blaming you personally. Huh. Let's switch. Hello.
Hi.
What is this mic? Maybe we try another part of the mall. Sorry, Tuxedo Junction.
Come on down to Tuxedo Junction. They got a brown tuxedo in there too, so still bad, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you want to pause and we'll be right back. Matt.
Yeah.
Just wandering, about to walk up a down escalator.
Let's see if it gets better when we go upstairs, and if not, we'll pause. Now, listeners, you're privy to the real behind-the-scenes making of a mall-walking episode.
Yeah, you're going to have problems. You're going to have difficulties. But I think we'll go up the right side escalator here just to get the full extent of our mall walk.
Well, now, I don't want to dispute that, but if we come in on the same one, we're always traveling the same.
What do you? Oh, I'll follow you then. If you've got a...
Boy, that sounds bad.
All right, do you have a cable?
Nope. We'll go up this escalator and then we'll fix the mic. Oh, there's.
Well, I don't know how we're going to fix it. I'm not a radio intelligence man.
You better be today. All right, it's time for escalator songs.
I'll let you take it since my mic is made of garbage.
This song is a solo. I've been flinging my bolo ties at the cows and the llamas on the pampas. I'm down in Peru with Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen, and I'm going to the mall. We're here.
We made it up the first escalator. How do I sound on the second floor, Matt?
Even worse.
Oh, no.
Let's grab a seat.
Attention, shoppers. Mall Walk-In will return after these messages.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, after a fair amount of troubleshooting, there's something about the second floor of the Burbank Town Center that has radio frequency jamming.
We're going to try again here. But now, Matt, you may have noticed the mall's open.
Yeah, it's life. And the mics are working, and we're on the second floor.
Somehow retail air has filled the lungs of the shops of the Burbank Town Center.
Just ask Claire at Claire's Scrunchy Store.
You ever had a thing pierced?
Never had a single
thing
pierced.
Would you do it here at Claire's?
No, I'd probably go to Merle Norman only because that's what Amanda always name checks as the place she got her ears pierced as a child.
Merle Norman?
Merle Norman. Merle, by the way,
that's half a country band right there. Merle and Norman?
Merle is what my mom calls the famous actress with the last name of Streep. Merle Streep.
I could see that. Passing by Fashion Nova here, Matt.
That means fashion. New fashion, or like a supernova, this fashion exploded throughout the galaxy.
And it really has exploded. I mean, I'd wear half of this stuff and the other half I'd put on.
I'd wear none of the stuff and the other half I'd take off. That there's some blaze orange fashion selections in there, like you're really buck hunting.
And then, of course, we have Liquor, the shoe store.
Rubber balls and liquor.
You might as well name it. Isn't there, what's that?
Rubber balls and liquor.
You brought her. Or sometimes so bad I can't sit down. How's my microphone sounding now,
it
man?
It sounds great.
So you I don't know what rich. Happened.
Yeah. She's got a hairbrush in there.
Is she waving or is she just, yeah. What's going on?
How's it going?
Hi. Oh.
Whoa.
It's like a different world in here.
What's up, guys? Do you mind if we put you on our podcast?
We're walking around malls.
What's your name?
Jessica.
And what's your name?
Khalil.
Khalil, nice
Khalil,
to meet you.
Khalil, Jessica, welcome to Mall Walking, where we walk around malls.
That's right. That's yeah. The long and the short of it. Tell us about your store.
Where are we right now?
We're in Burbank Town
Burbank
Center.
Burbank Town Center.
I'll let you take it away.
We're at a resale shop over here. We're charging $400 for some panda dunks.
And this is
take
we're
us
in
to
lick,
these panda
the store's
dunks.
Called Liquor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the lick. Yeah. Jessica, I like it.
Oh, these are $400? Yeah. Why?
No, I was just playing. Oh. We don't charge that much.
Okay.
They're actually at
$280,
but...
$280,
yeah, still?
Still, they're
up there.
Wow,
but look yeah, at... these shoes are crazy. Yeah, people go crazy over these. I don't know why everyone likes these.
All right, you're wearing them. How do they feel?
These are super comfortable.
But these aren't those.
No, I mean, it's the same, except these ones have more padding because they're meant for skateboarding.
Oh, yeah.
Still, people do like these a lot. It's like the biggest seller.
Look at all these color combinations. I think I'd go for the black and orange like Halloween or the black
Halloween?
And yellow. Oh, the navy and yellows are nice, too.
Matt, you're gonna come back to liquor and spend like a couple hundred bucks here. Maybe a grand. Are you going to drop a grand on some new kicks?
Why do you call the store liquor when it's, in fact, shoes?
Was there a free sign involved?
Yeah, because it is kind of like a franchise, but we have like 30 locations.
Oh!
I have no idea why it's called liquor.
Well, could it?
Could, if you go to any mall, I'm sure you'll find one.
I've never seen a liquor store in a mall.
Never?
That sells liquor. Yeah,
could I get a double Makers on the Rocks?
Huh?
Could I get a double Makers on the Rocks?
Every purchase of a shoe, we'll give you guys a free shot.
What? You have a cocktail program? This is
I'll take
amazing.
Eight shoes.
I maybe had a pair of these guys at one point in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I am liking these. These are nice looking shoes, I have to say. I also like the sweatshirt with the Bookman font. You know, I love that's the font
you
of
love,
our podcast.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Mall walking.
You must be born again into the mall.
Yeah. It's mall evangelicalism.
These aren't real though. This is
oh,
not real.
Come on. This is what I'm talking about with shoes.
This is
ridiculous.
But this is Kanye, right? Yeah, these are Kanye's shoes.
That's
Matt.
Ridiculous. Well, that's problematic that we're selling Kanye's
yeah, the
shoes.
Pricing are crazy.
These are only from the movie Dune.
Can I take a picture of the Kanye's? Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I often say that sneakers these days look like the mouth of a baleen whale, and it's ridiculous.
You often
this
say that?
This is an internal organ. Will you take a picture of that? And this is just an old slipper from some retired lady's house.
Yeah, her name's probably Maud. And she's probably got gout.
This is an H.R. Giger shoe. This is the excavated bone of a... that's like a Tyrannosaurus
and all
Rex
of them. You could wear all of them. This is great.
Yeah, they're crazy. They're super comfortable. That's why
Are they comfortable socially, though? They're not really.
I don't know about nowadays.
Yeah. Well, Khalil, thank you guys very much.
Jessica, thank you. Yeah. We hope you sell a billion pairs of shoes today.
Come on down to Liquor and get yourself.
Yeah, go to Liquor. You need some sneakers? Liquor's where it's at.
Mall walking. Yeah, no G on the end.
Yeah, we don't.
Check it out.
Thank you.
Well, I'm.
What a great retail encounter, Matt.
Yeah.
Friendly.
Selling shoes.
Trying
from
to get us to buy some
anti-Semitic
shoes.
Purveyor.
We got dead stores left and right, though, right next to Liquor. I mean, Liquor must know something these other stores don't. Now, Matt, I would like to.
I think Liquor's putting them out of business. I think Liquor's snuffing them.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, this.
Oh, what's your guess?
Well, so right around Christmas time, my dear mother-in-law, RIP, every Christmas, it's not Christmas till you get a Hickory Farms cheese ball.
Betty, yeah.
And this mall, one of the reasons I want to come to this mall is because Hickory Farms sets up a kiosk every year. But last year, I had to come and get a cheese ball because it's not Christmas without a Hickory Farms cheese ball. It was in this location.
They set up a pop-up.
They just set up a pop-up for a month or so.
What clearly was like once a Chess King.
Yeah, something like that. It's either this one or it's up one floor, since there are three floors.
We'll check it out because we're only on the second floor. We're
back
not even
at Macy's,
through this mall.
The bane of my existence.
Oh man, wait till you, one day we're gonna go into a Macy's and they're gonna go like, "Welcome, heard you were coming."
I hope that's true. I feel like Southern California Vans is never gonna die. You're just gonna always have a Vans location.
I was born unraised on Vans shoes.
Born unraised.
I was born unraised and still to this day have never been raised.
Welford, where were you? Were you on that one? Got another sort of like skatewear store called Zoomies.
Yeah. Oh, Zoomies. I thought it was Zoomies.
It might be Zoomies. I don't really know.
Or Spanish, perhaps. I didn't know.
We've made the loop. We're coming back around to the escalator area. It's not very big, this mall.
It's kind of a wagon wheel shape without the outer rim. It's like Starburst. There's just spokes. You know what I'm saying?
Like, the candy
Not
Starburst?
The candy Starbucks.
Does Glenn need anything? Because we're passing by Carter's Babies and Kids. And also Oshkosh.
All Jeremy
Bagosh.
Carter's individual in... What's the word I'm
Jeremy
looking?
Carter's progeny
what's the
all
word
work
when
here?
They're bastards. You know what I'm saying?
His illegitimate children?
Illegitimate.
His children all work here.
Come on down to illegitimates. We're right next door to Liquor's for shoes.
Carter's Babies and Kids.
Oh my God.
I can't tell you which is which.
There is some, when we go to the Santa Anita Mall, you're going to see there's a like upscale kids clothing store.
Oh yeah.
And they're like all these.
And then like
toddlers,
a working babes store where
like
they
working
sell.
Working class. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but they have a toddler clothes store and kids clothes and all the model pictures of the kids are really adult like. And in some cases, even like, sort of like, why are they dressing that kid that way? You know what I'm saying?
We just walk by Lexi without even flinching because they just seem to sell high heel shoes. But that's an option here at the Burbank Town Center.
Yeah. And across the way there's C's. Man, I love a C's. I love it for so many
reasons. We like it at C's candy.
Well, if I'm going to get any kind of individual chocolate, it's got to involve toffee, I think.
Oh, yeah. The dark chocolate toffee bits over here.
I'm
like
not a
those.
Dark chocolate guy.
You're
though.
A milk chocolate. I mean, you're
if
a real
I'm gonna
sweet
have a
man.
Sweet, I want to taste sugar, not wine.
I want subtlety in my chocolate.
Well, you're a better man than I.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Didn't you hear? The nominations came out.
Did the paper publish the list?
Yeah.
Passing H&M. This is a real new cornerstone store.
It'll gentlemen's. Hey, off the top of your head, what's H&M stand for?
Hot and men. What do you think it stands for?
Hit and miss.
It probably is hit and miss in there.
Come on in. There's some shit you like and some shit you won't. For instance, here's some blaze orange buck hunting clothes.
This H&M takes up an entire mall block. I don't know what to call this.
It's weird.
But there's no other shops. This is a deep
This is an
store.
Anchor store, but it's not at the end.
No.
That's weird. Oh, look what I'm seeing down the way there.
Oh, buddy.
More massage chairs.
When did that become the sort of mall standard?
I don't know, but it did.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody sitting in them today.
Nobody getting a mess at.
Nobody cares. Round in the corner here, down. We made it down to the Dead Sears. And we're looking at Shoe Palace. Just another shoe shop.
Shoe Palace.
Shoe Palace.
Do you think that this is real royalty?
Oh yeah, the lineage is decades long, if not centuries, Matt.
Wow. Okay, we're at the end. We're, of course, at the dead end of any mall. You're going to find a GNC, which is just full of tubs of protein powder.
Matt, last night I watched Ken Burns Baseball, the 10th inning, part one, a documentary about baseball, which is wonderful. And while Mark McGwire was setting the home run record,
yeah,
a journalist just was interviewing him at his locker, and he's like, what's this jar? And it was Andro, the sort of... He claims he didn't know it was a steroid, but it's a steroid that was sold at places like a pharmacy or a GNC.
Ooh.
It's in the steroid tree. And this journalist said, what is this? And he wrote it down and he asked Mark McGwire about it. Mark McGwire said, it's a supplement. And then he did research on it. And he was like, oh, this is just a steroid. And he published an article about it. And everyone was so in love with all the home runs that were being hit that year that they were like, shut up, journalist. Well, we don't care.
He didn't know it was a steroid.
He got vilified.
But he probably didn't know if he was so open about it, right?
Mark McGwire?
Yeah.
I think he knew.
This is the lead singer of Third Eye Blind.
You got it.
Or Sugar Ray.
We just walked by Timepiece Network.
Uh-huh.
And it's closed.
Hmm.
Do you think they sold watches?
Or they were like a media network.
About clocks.
Yeah.
24/7 coverage of 24/7 devices.
They only play the video for Coldplay's clocks.
How do you feel about Coldplay?
I like Coldplay, and I'll go on record.
All of it?
Well, I mean, if I get...
Did you buy their new record? Did you listen to their new record?
I don't have to like a band to have bought every one of their records.
So you bought... Which records are you familiar with?
Hold them down, you Zulu Warriors.
Is that real?
Go get a great one.
Okay, you got, no, that...
I don't know. I have X.
You probably have
y,
the first one. Oh, that's, yeah.
I like that song, Talk.
Don't know it.
And what? Then I have their first album.
The first album is the big one. I don't know what this picturistic.
This is what you thought might be a bookstore.
Yeah, it sure isn't.
What is this?
What's in here?
Oh this is a different place to do different fun pictures. Actually, look, yeah, there's like a step and repeat of bleeding Coco Chanel logos, and yeah. That's no joke. Will you get a picture of that?
Yeah, sure. Maybe we'll be in the picture because there's a reflection.
Do you need bleeding Coco Chanel?
It's hard to
step
get.
Step and repeat? It looks like the Riddler's uniform. If the Riddler was Coco Chanel.
You got sort of a deep checkerboard illusion. A lot of illusions in here.
Everything feels like a Batman layer in here from the 60s Batman. Here's the turd emoji.
Do you want me to read you the rules for picturistic?
Please.
No backtracking or revisiting booths. So once you take a picture, you're done.
What if you don't like it? What if your eyes were closed?
Hey, Matt, respect all props.
And props to all respect.
5 min max on each installation. Okay. 5 min max for wood floors. No running, pushing, or shoving. No gum.
It doesn't say
no
you food. Can't trip.
No food or drinks of any kind.
Okay. That covers
Matt,
gum.
No pulling props.
Oh, man.
Be courteous to those taking pictures. Must wear mask in between installations. No backpacks or oversized bags allowed. And finally, have fun. That's picturistics
virtually
only at the Burbank Town Center.
Virtually impossible to have fun after all those rules. Cap City.
A lot of baseball caps.
Now, we're passing a restroom, and I do need to pee, but I'm not going to.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, we got one floor to go. You think you can make it, Tiger?
I think I can make it, because here we are at Hot Topic.
This is a staple of most malls these days, I would say.
That's right. Look, there's a Funko Pop section.
There's a lot of rock and roll t-shirts on the wall. I feel like they know who they're selling to.
Yeah. It's crazy, because Hot Topic made it through, like, all the goth and emo lull, and it's kind of like... It's now for all time, right?
If you stick with what you like long enough, it becomes cool again.
That's right.
And that's my stance on botulism. We have also got a Journeys, which is another shoe store. A lot of shoe stores with sort of like rock and roll t-shirts.
Yeah.
Skateboard culture.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of competition here at the mall. A lot of similarities in these stores, Matt.
Now we're pathing.
The Sunglass Hut.
We're pathing. Idjididdle-ills. A Bath and Body Works, which has such intense and synthetic smells that I actually start to get physically
I'm
agitated.
I don't like it. Can I ask you about Sunglass Hut?
Sure.
I like that it's Sunglass Hut and not Sunglasses Hut. And how do you think Pizza Hut feels about
them? How do you think Jabba the Hut feels about that?
Well, that's spelled different.
But it sounds the same.
That's called a homophone.
And this is one to go on.
Now, this is a rarity. We parked in a parking structure and walked in a bland white hallway. But if you want to walk in right off the street, the Burbank Town Center, you can walk right in off of this sort of outdoor mall. That's maybe a continuation.
I think that is because that was built as like an annex at some point to this mall. In my brief research, we could cover that at some point if we're really out of malls.
That meaning the street.
Well,
our bone of contention, you and I, with the... I don't think that's a mall. I think that's just a street with a bunch of stores on it.
But they're retail stores. And I believe that part of the city or the street was developed as a mall. And I think even Disney was involved in it.
As opposed to grocery stores? Like, what's the difference between a retail store? Aren't all stores retail stores?
No. Well, yes, but no. A grocery store is it's not. I mean, don't be difficult, Mark. You're caught up in semantics.
Man, I don't want to be difficult and I don't want to get semantical in front of one of your favorite stores. All of these outfits here in the store, Q, the letter Q, they all have gadgets inside them. Every one of these buttons is a camera.
Oh, they all also think that pizza is pedophiles.
What?
Huh?
Oh, you're talking about QAnon. This is just Q from James Bond.
Oh, great. Okay.
You had to go dark and I'm trying to go Bond.
I know. What am I thinking? I that was a double loss for me.
Yeah.
James Bond right now.
Let's see if we can rebound as we walk down this memory lane.
Yeah.
Really, it should be called Mammary Lane because we're going past Victoria's Secret.
And Pink. The store Pink.
Pink is just Victoria's Secret, but clothes, right?
Oh, is it?
It's pajamas and sportwear.
Oh, I think it's more casual bras and undies.
Women have got it tough. I'm going to just say it right out here. I want it known. I want my opinion out there. Why? I just put on underwear and that's it. And this is three mall storefronts wide of just options for your nether parts if you're a lady.
For you to go in and try on a full set of lingerie, and I'm talking stockings, garters, panties, bra, and sheer cape with a fluff collar.
I'm not doing that. And here's why. It's a waste of their time.
No, but I'm just saying if there's an actual amount of money that someone would give you, what would you do?
Give me?
Yeah.
I feel like I would do that and then give the money to the person whose time I wasted in the Victoria's Secret.
What is that amount?
$6.
Let's go.
That's a lot of Victoria's Secret.
I thought you were going to say that was a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. I mean,
one of the only jokes my dad used to laugh at was when I would tell him I am in fact Victoria's Secret.
What's the joke?
That she has a secret and it's me.
Like you are Victoria's child?
No, like her little secret lover.
Oh.
Now, did you know we're here in front of another anchor store that's not in a end position, Forever 21.
I feel like H&M, Forever 21, some of these anchor stores that aren't anchors have learned from the sins of the father.
Of being
they're
at
not
the
gonna,
end?
They're not going to take up the big, big end spot. That's too much pressure. Give me a large, medium to large retail space in the center of the mall and let everybody else take the loss of being the massive piece of real estate at the end of the mall.
They've got men's clothes here. In fact, they've got an Iron Maiden shirt.
Got a little ice cube here. This is Forever 21. Sometimes you can find stuff in a Forever 21.
Do you remember when they used to have maternity stuff at Forever 21, which I think is sending a strange message?
Well, this is paternity clothes.
Shit.
Right here.
Get pregnant at 21.
And you'll be forever 21. Let me get just a real quick picture of that Iron Maiden. Great.
Now we're at a women's clothing boutique called Velour, which you guessed it is mostly velour. Although I'm seeing some linen, some tulle.
I'm seeing an overcrowded shop. I'm intimidated.
This is definitely Robert De Niro's dress shop from Goodfellas.
Down there.
No. Okay, here's Burlington, which I thought used to be, wasn't it a coat factory? But now it seems like everything.
Well, they had a problem because Okay, lady. We just got a lady yelling at her kid. The coat factory, they had issues because people were seeing how the coats were made and they no longer needed to come and buy a coat there. So they stopped showing people how coats were made in the factory.
Is that what Burlington used to do?
It used to be Burlington Coat Factory.
Oh, right, right.
But now they just call it Burlington.
Now here's a game portal with one open door and a sign on the other that says, please use other door that's already open.
Well, that's the door they want you to use, the open one.
Yeah, but I think I would have figured that out.
This one makes me sad.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean when I say, I don't even know how video games work anymore. I don't really play them. I don't have a system.
Well, first of all, there's no one in here, and that includes
well, there's somebody
store
in the back.
Worker.
There's got to be someone in there with it. There's a camera or two or something, aren't there? I don't want to go in. This feels like a place you never come back from.
It's also dim.
Yeah. But if you had, you know, if you had a PlayStation 2 and you wanted to revisit a bygone era, you could get some games here at Game Portal.
You could
but
play
it has Portal in the title, and that feels like it's going to suck you in.
Might.
And then you're going to be in an animated show where you're trying to get back home.
It might
but you don't know how to do it.
In a different place. Any mall wouldn't be complete without a threading salon.
That's right. And also a glasses Stein Optometric Center. Hmm. That's a large glasses shop, Matt.
Yeah.
Big.
Spiders who have a lot of eyes. Flies.
Which one is it?
Flies.
And we've rounded the bend past the nail place. Tons of people getting their nails done.
That's right.
As we round the turn here, Matt, we're coming back past Victoria's Secret Alley.
I'm Victoria's Secret.
I don't understand the joke.
Tell it to my dad.
I will. Well, next time I see him, I'm going to tell him that I'm Victoria's Secret.
He won't remember.
Then what's he going to do?
He won't remember. He's the one that not too long ago, when we were driving, because he loves to manage directions, pulled up to a stoplight. I'm not joking. With no irony, he said, and when that turns green, you're going to want to go. I love the man.
Was he not finished with his sentence? You're going to want to go, and that instinct's correct.
You're going to want to go, but you shouldn't. Don't look at the light, Marion.
All right, Matt, we did it. We're here back at the central escalators for our escalation up to the third floor.
That's right. Yeah, it's time to head
and
up.
And I might say this is the reason we're here.
The third floor?
There's something on the third floor, and it's why we're here.
Oh, this is very exciting.
The reason that I wanted to come here. We're passing by See's Candy. You know what else is real good there? The bridge mix.
Oh, you know what else I love about See's Candy? They dress like nurses.
Yeah, well, they have to do autopsies on all the candy. Wait, nurses don't do autopsies, do they?
Not if you're doing it right.
What? Yeah.
Huh?
Well, here we go, going up the third escalator to the third floor, and it's a great day for mall walking. You're gonna wanna put on some shoes and cruise around the mall. It's a great day for mall walking. Nobody knows how to get around the mall. That's why there's a directory. And you're gonna find stores that you never, ever, 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 ever gonna wanna see. Done.
Whoa. The air is thin up here. This is our first time on the third story of a mall in mall walking.
I feel alive.
Wow.
So how did we go? Do we have to go this way, right? Or do we have to go? Let's
go this way.
You want to go this way, then this way, then we get. Yeah, I go good.
Yeah.
So here we are. Big Wetzel's Pretzels.
Oh, yeah.
Big. What did you say Wetzel's first name was last time? Pretzel?
Pretzel, Wetzel's, Pretzels. Yeah, that's right. Let's get some continuity going here. Wait, this H&M is two stories.
It's a two-story H&M.
Hit and miss.
You think the hits are on the first floor and the misses are on the second floor?
Your guess is as good as mine, friend.
Your mess is as good as mine.
Now we're talking. Listen, buddy, this is our second, actually third, because we fucked up the first one.
Yeah.
Episode of Mall Walking. And how do you think it's going so far?
I think it's good, but I'm not really feeling any aerobic or health benefits at the moment.
Wait till we get into Macy's and your heart starts racing.
I'm not going in Macy's.
Yes,
I'm not,
you are.
No,
you have
I'm
to.
Not going
we
into
have
Macy's.
To go into
no.
Macy's. That's
Come
the
on.
Thing.
I don't
Mark,
want to.
We have to.
This is like Rockin' Kids Burbank. This is like a daycare center.
Yeah, I think it's a play space. We take Glenn to these kind of places.
But this one, Matt, is called Rockin' Kids, and I feel like that is one step away from weird mall kids.
Especially if you spoonerize it to cock and rids.
What? How much money would it take you to, for 1 month, rent out a mall space, design it as a kid's play space, and call it Weird Mall Kids?
I mean, if you just cover my overhead, I'll do that.
That's all I have to do is cover your overhead.
That sounds like a dream.
You just have a limited time, like a pop-up kids activity center called Weird Mall Kids.
Absolutely.
Oh, if we hang out here long enough, Matt, we're going to end up in the Coast Guard or something.
I know. It's another recruiting center.
Oh, my God. Really, no. This is nuts. Army, Marines, and Armed Forces.
Well, they all are Armed Forces. Well, I think
there's three separate.
Well, I think
I'm getting my camera out.
Marines do things their own way.
Matt.
Yeah.
You're on video. Look at this. This is the Armed Forces.
Well, this career is a center. Career center. Here's a Marine career center.
Yeah.
And is this just separate?
And recruiting? Then this is Army recruiting.
Speaking of my dad, you know, he was a Marine.
Was he?
Yeah.
That's wild that there's three separate mall locations recruiting people into the armed force. If you go into the armed forces, good for you. I am a coward. I am not interested in it.
You know what joke my dad never laugh at?
What's that?
Eat your soup, jarhead.
Is that because soup is difficult to eat when you're out on the battlefield?
I don't know.
We're back at the Dead Sears.
Let's talk about this little seating area.
Okay. Great.
There's three chairs, all of them about, I'd say, maybe 12 feet from each other.
Yep. They're in
individual
sort of like,
chairs.
They're sort of Jack Nicholson Joker color scheme.
That's right. You can't come with anyone you know because you wouldn't be able to talk to them. They're just far enough apart.
Well, you could shout at them.
You could shout at them, or I guess you could get a break from them.
Couple more kids rides over here. We got a circus truck and a horsey. I'm just going to check the circus truck for a phone. Okay. Just real quick.
Nothing?
We're good. It did make a noise when I approached it, though.
What if it was the same phone?
I feel like then we'd be in part of a conspiracy theory or something.
Now we're here at Halo 13, which looks to be collectibles?
Collectibles.
Ooh, yeah.
This is a massive collectibles.
Friday the 13th.
You think they do comics or is this just sort of Funkos and figurines and such? There's art up on the wall.
I'm not seeing any Funkos. I'm just seeing actual collectors items. Yeah.
What do you think Halo 13 is in reference to?
The game Halo, maybe?
I don't know that there are 13 Halos.
Sure there are.
Look at this Game of Thrones chair with Boba Fett next to it.
Oh, look at this full-size Boba Fett. That does get me going. Look at that.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
What kind of armor is this, Matt?
Mandalorian.
And where is he from?
Well, it's Veskar steel. What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Anything outside of the movies, I don't claim to be an expert.
People are probably shouting at their podcast devices right now going like, Halo 13, it's from whatever.
Yeah, but most people aren't.
You don't think most people just scream at their podcasts when the podcast people don't know a fact?
No, only weird mall kids do that.
Yeah. This Game of Thrones seat does seem to have like a remote control holder.
I think that's just an ashtray.
Yeah, I don't know what that's for, but very impressive stuff here from Halo 13.
People don't really smoke in Game of Thrones.
They don't smoke in Game of Thrones.
Here we are at Sports Empire.
Empire.
Wow, every jersey you could ever want.
I mean, it's not every jersey.
New Jersey?
I'm not really seeing
Jersey Island?
I'm not really seeing a Mick Tinglehoff jersey.
Is that a real person?
That's a real Minnesota Viking from days gone by.
Really?
Ooh,
do you think there's a Dan Fouts in there?
I might have to check that out. There probably is a Dan Fouts in there. Let me see if I can find it.
What do you want?
I like the LA Kings, the Los Angeles Kings. It's my hockey team of choice, and there's some nice looking jerseys in here. I always like a store like this. I don't know why.
Look at these Dia de los Muertos skulls, but
with team logos.
Team logos. Yeah, interesting.
All right. I don't really see a Dan Fouts, but I bet you they could find one if you needed it.
I bet you could get one.
Now?
Do you notice I haven't seen a single security person?
God, you're just asking for it.
I suppose
you're
I am.
Invoking them.
I guess. Well, we got to have some tension. Like,
why? What? You already have tension. Me doing this.
Podcasts are like narrative fiction. You've got to have conflict. You've got to have tension. There's got to be stakes. You know.
I'm gonna tell you a little factoid about this.
Okay.
I think we should be doing this earlier in the morning when the stores aren't open and no one's going to bother us.
Oh,
I just don't want anybody to bother us. But you're telling me you want a goon following us around.
No, I don't want that. But I think interaction is part of the charm of this podcast. And
well, that was certainly the case in Liquor, the shoe store.
Exactly. And Straight Clips. And even though we screwed up the recording, Gape and Vaping, that girl at Gape and Vaping.
There is a joy in a mall that I didn't really experience as a kid or a teenager, mostly because I didn't have a mall near me, and we would go to malls for the sole reason of shopping and nothing else.
Oh yeah.
Well, now I want to go down this way.
Well, don't we have to go around?
Well, all right, we can go around, but we're gonna have to make a stop.
Oh,
we got raw dog.
Oh wait, you're right. If we go that way, we have to go outside.
We're not. I don't think we're doing that. Oh, we do have to. Yeah, that's not gonna work for me. Well, let's go down to. Look at the Macy's. We're just looking at it.
We're going into
No, we're not going into it.
Mark, are you kidding me? We can't come all this way and not go into the Macy's. If we get kicked out, we're already all done.
I just figured this out. There's a second floor because it's H&M, man.
What? Oh, H&M, man.
So where are we going? We're going...
Well, we got this last spoke.
Do you know which way we're going? This mall is disorienting because it's sort of in a T shape.
I believe we're going southeast.
I think we're going north.
No, I think north is that way.
Well, it doesn't matter because this is audio and everyone's going to have to just imagine what we're talking about.
You get out your sonic compasses.
All right.
What is this? This is a Marvel Adventure Lab.
Oh, it looks like they'll put your face on the cover of a comic book.
Oh, okay. That sounds fun.
And again, here we have a key making kiosk.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, Orange Julius and a Dairy Queen?
Well, Matt, that's why we're here.
Really?
This mall, the only reason I know about this mall is this is the only Dairy Queen within probably 40 miles of our home.
Is that true?
Yeah, there's no Dairy Queen. I grew up eating the Peanut Buster Parfait.
Oh.
The Blizzard. I remember Queen's Choice hard ice cream, like not the soft serve, but the like scoopable. For a while, Dairy Queen had like artisan... scoopable ice cream.
Yeah.
Called Queen's Choice. I remember the Brazier Burger.
Hmm. Are you going to get something?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
As we pass by Kiza Michelle Hair.
Look at all these different...
Miramé.
Wait, these are like salon beauty suites. Like you get your own?
The beauty wing.
But this is weird that it's also open to the public.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it.
Can you explain this? How would you explain this? They're all different themes. Like they have a kitchen.
Well, this looks like, we're doing beauty stuff. Look at that big halo light right there.
Yeah.
We're lighting up somebody's face so we can get in there and really get into the pores and such.
Whatever you're getting done, you get to go in your own little suite that is decorated differently, but has one wall open to the mall.
This has got curtains and there's blinds here. So I bet if you said to the person doing your business, hey, no thanks, can you pull the blinds?
I guess you're right.
I think this is all part of something, Matt, called Salon Republic. So we have an empire, we have a kingdom, and we have a republic.
Is the kingdom Dairy Queen?
Yeah, we treat you right.
Wow, yeah, look at this.
This is a smart idea for a mall.
I think so.
As a person who doesn't really partake in any sort of beauty regimen, I don't have a barber, I don't have a hairstylist because I don't have any hair. And I don't go get my body waxed or anything like that. Maybe I should. But Salon Republic, this is just, they broke down a massive part of the mall and gave people a spot to do their hair and beauty business.
Yeah, Burbank Town Center has done a better job of reinventing itself than Eagle Rock Plaza.
Oh my, Matt. We are at a second massive arcade called All Amusement Fun Center, and this business is for sale.
Whoa. I don't know that this is massive.
Yeah, it's not as big. I mean, how do you compete with the thing downstairs? This is probably one third, a quarter of the size of that place downstairs.
I have a theory that this is just the runoff from the amusement place and they're just renting this off for storage and then they just want to sell it off as a tax write-off.
Interesting. So there's real like financial conspiracy theories going on.
I think there's some real embezzlement going on here. Some more massage chairs, too.
So when I would come here to get a Dairy Queen, you can park over here. It's a different parking structure.
Okay.
So you know exactly where to park. You just park, you bop in, you grab your Dairy Queen, and you get out. But that's not how Dairy Queens should be.
You're right.
Oh, what is heel?
It's heel
to toe shoe repair. This is actually a useful thing.
I know.
I've been taking my shoes to...
Do you have shoes you need repaired?
Well, we took our shoes to a guy in Atwater Village who said he could fix them, and then it didn't really go so great.
Really?
I mean, it's fine. I feel like shoes aren't really built like they used to be.
No,
so
they're disposable.
When you get like a repair on them, my wife had some boots with a zipper in the back, and they replaced the zipper in the back, and the first time she wore them, the zipper just blew out.
Oh, no.
So did you really repair it, or did you just make it the same?
I think you made it even worse.
So we round the turn here, Matt.
Toys R Us now open on level 3 of Macy's. We'll be going there.
I'm not going
you
in there.
You have to, Mark.
I'm not.
Are you serious?
This is the tension.
You can't spring this on me mid-podcast.
But you knew that I wouldn't want to go into a Macy's.
I knew you wouldn't want to, but I thought you would.
Why would you think I would?
Because we're doing mall walking. We have to go.
That's not part of the mall.
You're going to make me go in by myself?
I think this part of the mall where no one is going to bother you for walking around with headphones and two microphones is the mall. That's Macy's. This is not Macy's walking.
A store in a mall is part of a mall. You're not.
All right, I got to stop by here and get my
logic flaw.
Get my Blizzard.
Okay.
You want to pause it or you want to keep rolling?
Let's keep rolling.
Great.
Definitely. What are you getting?
I'm gonna get a shout out to my wife, Christina.
That's a menu item?
No, it's a small Butterfinger Blizzard.
Whoa.
You want anything, Matt?
Nah,
They got a blueberry mango twist smoothie.
Oh, that triple truffle peanut butter fudge and caramel truffle.
Wait, what?
Sure looks good.
Holy smokes. Hi, how are you? Can I get a small Butterfinger Blizzard, please? I think that's it. You don't want Orange Julius?
No, thank you, though. Wow, I wish I could, but you enjoy.
Just me knowing about this Dairy Queen is problematic because if I'm in the area, my Dairy Queen senses start tingling.
Now, have you actually done a search? This is truly the only one in the Southland?
There's one in Mission Viejo.
And that's it?
And there's one... Sorry? Oh, thank you. There's... I don't know that there's one around anywhere else.
Wow.
I don't know
if I have...
What's your ice cream place as from your childhood? Did you have one?
Well, 31 flavors.
Oh, sure. But that's a mall.
Baskin-Robbins.
That feels like a mall staple from where I'm from. Mm. But in Los Angeles, they're in strip malls.
Yeah, ours was its own.
It had its own structure. Freestanding.
Sack and Peter's hardware store.
Who?
Sackett and Peter's.
I thought you said Second Peter's hardware store.
You know, it's good to have a backup.
I would go to Dairy Queen in the summertime, get the baseball helmet sundae.
Oh, yeah.
There's something about it. I know it's not good. It's not good for me, but I got to get a little Dairy Queen.
Well, I'd like you to apply that logic to Macy's.
What?
It's not good for you, but you got to get a little.
Marcus, I don't know if I agree with that.
You got to push your limits.
What are my limits?
Not going into.
Oh, she turned it upside down. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. How am I going to eat all this?
Is that a thing that they
do? This is a small. Yeah. The Blizzard mat. Because you seem unindoctrinated and unimpressed about Dairy Queen.
Well, I mean,
this treat is called the Blizzard.
Yeah,
and you can get a candy bar crushed up and ground up into your ice cream.
Yeah,
and then they give it to you and they hold it upside down because this treat is upside down right good.
Oh boy,
that's their marketing on this, and employees are required to tip the cup upside down to show you how good this is going to be, how thick and delicious it's going to be.
Wow.
Now I'm just going to walk around with a Blizzard. I'm not going to be able to go into Macy's because there's probably no food allowed.
I knew that you sort of planned that, but...
I didn't because I wanted to go this way first.
Oh, I see.
I wanted to end here.
Well, we're here at the AMC Theaters, which is closed, but what if we just went in and watched The Whale and kept the podcast going?
Oh, I hear that I'm going to really cry a lot
really,
watching
I
The
hear
Whale.
It's not such a good movie.
Why, though?
I think it's...
Okay, stop. Stop right now and look at this and tell me what you think. Oh, I think it was Haagen-Dazs. I'm trying to identify the sign.
Haagen-Dazs, definitely.
Yeah. So Dairy Queen wins.
Yep.
Maybe they'll expand over here, get a second Dairy Queen.
You better eat that up.
Why?
Because we're going into Macy's.
Well, it's too thick. I can't eat it yet.
What do you mean? Well, let's just bring it in, because if we're going to get kicked out, who cares what it's for?
Fair enough. Let's add fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
Let's give them a reason.
And you can bring food and drink in Macy's.
There's no reason to kick me out of Macy's, by the way.
No.
I'm just in there talking with my pal.
Yeah.
While we're walking.
Exactly.
By the way, I'm undoing any health benefits of walking around in this mall.
Well, at least you're breaking even.
Yeah. I've earned this blizzard.
That's right. You have. Just like Matt Damon earned his life in Saving Private Ryan.
What?
Don't worry about it. Now, buddy.
If we get kicked out of here, let's stop. Let's pull over here into this little alcove.
Perfect podcast discussion nook here.
Okay.
Do you want to get a little picture
of this?
What's
the plan?
The plan is this time to just be honest and say we're doing a podcast about walking through malls. We're not going to give them a convoluted story about how we're working on a script. But I am
working on a script, and this is how the dialogue is going to be.
Maybe each time we try a different excuse, you know what I mean? Is my hat on? It's cocked weird like a rapper from the 90s. Okay.
So we're just going to straight up.
We got to get to the toy
section. We're going to straight up and say, hi, we're just doing a podcast about malls.
Yeah, that's what we said to the folks at Liquor.
Well, they were young people who didn't care and probably recognize the retail marketing opportunities to be on a podcast like this.
I think part of it too is I got to turn my backpack around, because when it's in my
front. You want to take those headphones off too? Or you want to just.
Yeah, maybe I will. That's a good idea. Okay. They're at least around my neck.
Okay. Well, we're in a Macy's and I feel bad.
I'm proud of you.
I'm going to emotionally eat right now.
Okay. Go for it. Because we're at a department that's just simply titled, Hello, Gorgeous. In neon letters. Where's this Jeffrey Toys department? We got to get to
the Toys R Us. I got my eyes peeled for it.
Is it right or left, do you think?
Oh. Oh.
Well, this is where it keeps close.
It's open.
This is level 3, though.
It's open and they're on level 3.
I know, but
we're. That's where we are.
It's so nice that department stores have toy departments.
And I'm in touch with my anxiety. I'm recognizing it.
There it is.
I'm feeling it course through my body as my body starts to sweat.
Okay.
I'm tasting the Butterfinger, which is soothing my anxiety.
Oh, you got Butterfinger in there? That's delicious.
Sorry. That's because of my wife. This is her treat that she likes. Well, I'm eating it for her.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we're here in the toy department, the Toys R Us branded toy department of Macy's. This is as far as we got last time, although we got deep into the bowels of the home center.
You know what? I will put up a photo from the first time we went into a Macy's where nobody bothered us, and you're sitting with Jeffrey the giraffe. And on our Instagram.
That's right.
You can see the Instagram, Shrimps Radio.
What's our Instagram? Yeah.
I think it's Shrimps Radio.
Okay.
It might be Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Like it's been picked clean.
It just looks like it needs a little TLC, Matt.
Rock Tumblr. Did you ever have a Rock Tumblr?
I had a Talk Rumbler.
Hello.
I'm trying to stay out of sight while I eat this. And
you're such a little stinker. All right, let's go check out the home section.
What?
Let's see how long we can stay in here.
Why?
It's cooking, man. We're in the groove. Oh, Bluey. My daughter watches these.
Your daughter
watches Bluey, but there's nothing on here except for a board game called Farkle.
And a Peppa Pig boat.
Who's Peppa Pig?
I guess you'll find out, Matt.
Pictionary. Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Matt just broke our recorder.
It fell out of my backpack, but it's still rolling. Hold my mic.
Hold on. I got a blizzard and two microphones.
This is the worst time for this to happen.
No shit. My heart is racing.
Oh, man, I dropped the whole recorder, but let me put the headphones on.
Make sure, yeah.
I can hear me.
I can hear me talking to you.
Both. We're in business. We're golden. Do you know that anytime we have like a service person or a worker come to the house, I always offer them coffee? Not And
not
them,
water?
Water too. But to them, it's like, it seems like a politeness, but I'm actually doing it to imagine I'm like in Goodfellas when the feds raid the house and it's like, I gave them coffee. What am I going to do? Spit on them?
Are you going to spit on them?
No, I'm going to give them coffee.
Why is there an echo?
What echo?
I just heard like an echo as we walked through that corridor. Oh. See, now if this lady can just talk on her phone, why can't I talk on a microphone?
Yeah, let's say we're on the phone.
This is my phone. Let's I'm having a phone conversation about my grandson, Tidge.
You've heard of James Corden's carpool karaoke? This is mall walking karaoke. We sing along to whatever's in the background.
But so far, we haven't really found any music. So no. Earlier, though, while we were troubleshooting our microphones, there was some Nico Case playing.
Yeah, and I heard that.
That really brought a little smile to my lips.
I know. And you wouldn't expect that at the Burbank Town Center.
I don't know what I would expect at the Burbank Town Center. Are you going to sing a song while we're going down this escalator in a Macy's?
Well, I'm in a Macy's with John Wayne Gacy's. That's plural for the killer that I love. Dresses like a clown, but doesn't wear a frown when he gets on his murdering glove. Don't leave no prints. Don't leave no hair, no DNA. Don't have a care. That's it.
This is not an area I'm interested in.
Mark, you dripped Blizzard.
I dripped
all
Blizzard.
Down.
I know. Well,
that's why we're going to get kicked out. Yeah, okay.
Happiness is the truth there. I'm singing along to a thing.
Happy.
Happy long, happy home.
Happy.
Now, I believe we're walking right by the old IKEA here in Burbank, which is massive.
We're two floors now.
Are we just going straight down?
Yeah, we might as well, because that's where we came in, right?
Yeah, and then we can end right at the massage chairs. Oh, no, Matt.
We got to go back around. We were
right
where
we were right there, and we just walked around the perfume section.
Yeah.
Now I smell like a...
Now, this counts.
What do I smell like?
We've been in a Macy's three times, and we've only been kicked out once.
So far.
Are you feeling better about it?
No, I'm not. I never feel good about this. This part I don't feel good about. The mall, That's the open range, man.
Is it just Macy's how would you feel going into a Target?
Matt, when I'm out in the mall, I feel like a cowboy on the range.
Yeah.
I'm in touch with nature and the dirt and the grit of the wild frontier of the mall. Then you bring me into a Macy's, it's like I'm going to New York City. It's like I'm riding my horse through Manhattan. I don't belong in here.
What are you going to feel like if we go into a JCPenney? Is the same
bad.
Way? So it's a department store.
Yeah,
that you have
well,
issue
it's
with.
Really just any store. They don't want us in here.
I don't know. I mean, we're giving them business.
They don't. Are we?
Sure,
you're not
we
buying
are.
Anything.
Come on down to go to Hello Gorgeous. All right. So now we're in the home section. Now this is way better than the last Macy's.
Yeah.
I mean, this is.
Oh, I see a guy. I'm leaving.
This is vibrant. What do you mean you see a guy?
There's a guy. I'm leaving.
That's okay. Could be a friendly.
I never think it will be. My Blizzard's melting.
Yeah, you got to eat your Blizzard, man.
It's hard to eat with one hand holding a microphone.
Well, you're the one that bought it on this podcast.
Well, I thought we were ending at Dairy Queen, Matt.
Wipe it on that robe.
Done. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Head there's out back out
art,
in the mall.
There's an art gallery. They're having a big home sale. So head on down to Macy's. Look, I want you to buy stuff there. I want their Thanksgiving parade to go
for... I don't. The bastards kicked us out.
That was one truly like a bastard Macy's.
Arguably the Macy's that most needed our business kicked
us out. Did not want us there, yeah. Well, they've got three floors of Macy's goodness here at the Burbank Town Center. And as we head towards the fresh air of the open prairie of the mall, I start to feel alive again. I truly have stopped sweating now. As I could see the open
you, buddy.
Plan,
I'm proud
the
of you.
Open hallways of the Burbank Town Center.
We're here at the directory and the T-Bone the Bull where we just came back in. Now, do you feel
there's
good?
There's Fun Country Airlines again.
You got through that okay? Aren't you glad you did it?
I'm not glad I did it.
Come
I don't
on.
Ever want to go in. It's not Macy's walking. It's mall walking.
But we went into liquor. We went into...
But they waved us in.
Clips.
They said hi. No. They were friendly people who were curious.
Gape and Vapin didn't wave us in.
That's true, but that had to be. We had to see what that was about.
Hmm.
We had to.
Well, let's park it in our massage chairs.
I should have got a napkin from the Dairy Queen.
And close this one out. Here we go. We got two of them waiting for us here. Relax and recharge. Okay, Mark, I believe I got the last one. This one's on you.
Let me see.
Whoa, this one's expensive.
Well, you're worth it, buddy.
$5.50 for 15 minutes? I can't let you pay for
that. Are we doing 15 minutes?
That's the least amount you can get.
Well, that's what we're doing.
Oh, my God.
All right, let me see if this will...
I can't make you pay that for me after I made you go into Macy's.
I'm choosing five. Is it going?
I gotta use the magnetic stripe.
It was almost certainly stealing my personal information. I've been approved over here. Machine's processing.
Oh, it actually costs $6. Oh, God.
Well, I didn't get the cash discount.
Oh, this actually
we're getting our massages
good.
And we're ending our episode of Mall Walking here at the Burbank Town Center.
Oh, that feels good. I've been really sore because I've been moving everything out of my garage.
Yeah, that's right. You're having a little home project.
Yeah.
I've but we don't have time to talk muscles. About that, Matt. We only have 15 minutes to review the Burbank Town Center.
All right. So highlights and lowlights, Mark.
For me, a highlight is liquor. The shoe store.
I got to agree with you there. Those people.
Nice people.
Nice people.
Good looking shoes.
Although troubling products.
Why? Oh, because of Kanye.
Yeah.
If you didn't know those were designed by Kanye West.
Well, first of all, you wouldn't even know they were shoes.
Would you buy them though?
No,
if
they
you
are
just went like, look at these, they're
hideous.
Cool.
Truly hideous. Those are the worst shoes I have ever seen, and I would say that regardless of the implications.
But those Jordans were nice. Oh,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, those were good.
What's this part of the massage like?
Those shoes look like...
This is the paint shaker.
Do you know what a poultice is?
I know the word.
It's like when you put herbs and like mud in a little like muslin sack.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Rest it on a wound.
When you
That's
make
honestly what those look like.
I know exactly what you're talking about. You ever had a massage and a blizzard at the same time? All right, another highlight for me is Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I figure that's nice. Another highlight for me was you going through Macy's like a big boy. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Again, I want to just be very clear about this. I don't have a problem going into a Macy's. I don't want anybody who's probably not getting paid great to also have to deal with us walking
We're
around.
We're not getting paid for this. What about us?
Well, but...
poor us.
I don't want to bother them.
But we were very polite when they came over last time. We didn't give them any grief. We just, we took
they
out.
They did. They might be an anomaly, Matt. They might be just like looking for conflict. Mm-hmm. They're looking for a fight.
I got the feeling they were afraid they were going to get in trouble if they continued to let us record.
From who? John Macy?
Yes. William H. Macy, the owner of Macy's. Who still to this day patrols the stores in the middle of the night as enters through the keyhole in a mist.
Are you doing a little Shakespeare over there?
I don't know. It sounded...
Oh, God. It's hard to hear good. Over the din of this massage chair. Well, I'm not getting the full benefit because I'm not leaning back.
Well, me either.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. There's head stuff here? But you can't really...
Hey, Matt, you ever do head stuff?
What do you mean? What's your low lights?
I mean, that food court, maybe?
Oh, good.
Yeah. I guess I'm not mad at the food court. What am I mad at? I mean, the Army recruiting wing isn't a low light necessarily, but it's...
But it's a lot of real estate for something like that. I mean, how much room do you need for what's essentially just a booth? A table and a guy saying, please.
A table and a clipboard.
Yeah.
No, that was Pistol Shrimps Radio. We could have done...
Two bits.
We had a table and a clipboard and two microphones, and we just sat in the corner and called basketball games.
Right. Now we don't even have a table or a clipboard. We just have two microphones and a blizzard and two massage chairs. Overpriced. Oh, God.
Matt, highlights for you. You said Macy's. That one's off the board.
And liquor, for sure. Those guys were fun. I think lowlight, I think I'm with you, the Army recruiting emporium.
Obviously, for me, too, a lowlight is... Dead Sears and dead Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah.
Like the empty anchor store is a bummer, and I don't think it's going away. I think it's going to be in a lot of the malls that we step foot into.
In fact, if anything, maybe a low light for me was Macy's because it was a little too vibrant for me. I like my anchor stores to be kind of ghost stores. You
Macy's
know?
Really was almost felt like a retail brag.
What do you mean?
Like, check it out. Yeah. Look how good we're doing.
Yeah. Oh, there's still 10 minutes and 45 seconds.
That seems like
left
a waste of our time, honestly.
Abuse. Oh, my God. Is there anything else we need to cover?
A lot of massage chairs. There are massage chairs on every floor. A lot of vending machines in here.
Yeah.
Almost like a handshake with modern technology. Like, we used to have a store that would make you keys in here. Now, we have a small machine that does it as you pass by.
Right.
We don't need a retail location for it. Another highlight is the Salon Republic. Good job. All those hair salons and beauty salon and beauty area. Good idea.
Yeah.
Because malls are, I've only been in two in this decade. And I got to tell you, it feels like a losing gambit.
Should we talk about where we're going next?
I don't know. Do you?
I think I'd nominate the Glendale Galleria, not the Americana, the mall side, or the Santa Anita Mall, the shops at Santa Anita. And that has an outside as well, but we won't do that.
You don't want to go outside?
Well, I think we got to save those for future malls because, you know.
This part of the massage chair is a bummer.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it doing to you?
I think it's
kneading and punching.
Oh my, I actually kind of like it. I have to say, I think this is a better massage chair than the Eagle Rock Plaza. We should rate the massage chairs.
How many chairs?
This is, I'd say 4 out of 5 chairs.
4 out of 5 chairs.
Where Eagle Rock Plaza was maybe, I'd say 1.5 out of 5 chairs.
May I, I don't want to read the email though. I could. I had a couple emails come into the pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. People abused the system because we had said, if you want to write in and you're an audio engineer and you want to look at the old audio, write in with the subject line, mall walking, all one word, all caps with an apostrophe at the end. And a few audio engineers have written, I'm planning on writing them soon to say, here's, take a shot at this. But a lot of people just said, I just liked the show and I wanted to say hi.
Oh, I see.
So I don't blame you for doing that.
It's cheating for a good cause.
One person said there's a name for the doors where the handles are giving you bad information.
Yeah.
Like a pull handle on
a
push door.
Is it like a sniglet?
It's called a Norman door.
Why?
I don't know.
Another Norman person, like the Norman? Like a name. Normandies?
I think it's a name.
Norman door. Well,
I don't want to get my phone out during my massage.
Write in with the subject title, all capitals, Norman, and tell us why it's
with
called
an apostrophe
a Norman door.
At the end.
Yeah, yeah.
N-O-R-M-I-N?
Yeah.
Norman?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Also, someone wrote in and said, please don't use halves in your rating system. Stick to the 5.
Go screw.
No, because then you're really truly doing a 10. This person made a very good point.
Well, come on.
Because they said you're doing a 10. Everyone can multiply by 2, and then you're... So 2.5 stars is really 5 out of 10.
Well, then you can do the conversion, pal.
I guess people...
Nobody's getting hurt by us doing 5 stars and half-star increments.
But it's more... I think he's saying the rating is more acute when you say 1 or 2 stars. There's nothing in between. You have to make crucial decisions about the mall. And it's heading to that time here, Matt. I've only got 7 minutes and 20 seconds on my massage left.
I've got 7 seconds less than you, friend.
All right. Well, I can't swipe my card twice within 1 second of each other.
Oh,
so.
God.
What? Are you ready to rate the mall?
So.
Or is there any other stores? Like, there's a movie theater in here. That's big.
Yeah. It's interesting. This mall is, it seems to be subsisting on its own.
It seems to be doing okay, but there's a lot of empty retail spaces.
Yeah, and there's a lack of life here. I'll say that for the Eagle Rock Plaza. There was at least, it almost felt like there was a little bit more of a community there than here. This one is very, it's just lacking personality, you know?
I think, though, to be fair, we showed up here before most of the stores had opened.
But even so, I'm just talking about the decor. It's really, it's real beige, off-white. It's like bone.
Have you been to SoFi Stadium? I bet you haven't, but I'm just asking.
No, where's that?
It's in Inglewood, California. It's where the Rams and Chargers play.
Okay.
A lot of concerts there. The YouTube Theater's located there. That's a real just bone-white building inside. There's no team paint on the walls. That's just a neutral building where they can hang shit if they want to.
Save it for stadium walking.
What other? I mean, there's two arcades. That massive arcade was a bummer for me.
Yeah. Hey, was I cranky this episode?
I don't know.
Well, that sounded kind of cranky.
I know. I did it on purpose.
I apologize if I
would
was.
Say no. You, I don't know that you were cranky. Though we were having technical problems, yeah. And so
I was.
You're right to feel anxiety about that.
That was workplace stress, people. But it's all coming out of me now because I've massaged within an inch of my life.
Oh. Anyway, right into the show with concerns about Norman doors and rating systems, pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. You can also send mail to Mark McConville, P.O. Box 41284, Los Angeles, California, 90041. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. And that's, I think, all of the places that we exist.
Now, out of five stores with half stores with half store increments, which I think you could call a kiosk, so I will defend using.
Why don't we do... If a half rating is a kiosk, yes. So you can give it 3 stars and 1 kiosk.
Does that satisfy our listener?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Why don't you go first? I still got to think about some stuff.
Yeah, I got to think about it too. So what did we give the Eagle Rock Plaza?
You, I think, gave it one.
And I didn't think give I gave it 1.5. Did I give it 1 or 1.5?
I think you gave it well, we certainly didn't go above 2.
No, you may be right. Yeah, I think it wasn't the average like a 1.75 or something? Am I
that sounds right.
Misremembering it?
That'd so be it one, must, 1.5 and a 2.
You gave it a 2, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give this... Oh, boy. I'm waffling between...
Well, they don't have waffles here that I saw.
Oh, well, so. Then I'm going to give it the lower one.
Okay.
No, let's see. Oh, gosh. Liquors bumps it up. pretty thriving Macy's, some dead anchor stores, generally a very lifeless mall.
You've only got 3 minutes and 40 seconds left to give your review.
Okay, I'm going to give it 2 stores and 1 kiosk.
Yeah, I feel the same. I feel like it's a 2-store, 1 kiosk. I know I can get some shoes. I know I can get a rock and roll t-shirt. There's a men's warehouse that we just sauntered right by without saying anything about it.
But can I get any wood sculptures from the promised land?
No, you can't.
Can I go to church?
No, you cannot.
Makes me want to re-rate Eagle Rock Plaza. Yeah.
But comparison is the thief of joy, Matt. This needs to exist on its own.
That's a good point.
And I feel like I'm going to get a wider variety of food.
You're going to get your Dairy Queen. Now, you're not giving it a kiosk just for the fact that it's the only place you can go to the Dairy
Queen. That is why it's getting a kiosk.
Oh, so you were a 2 before the Dairy Queen?
Yeah, I'm a 2, and then the Dairy Queen bumps it up to a 2 stores, 1 kiosk.
I see.
Oh. Which is a total of 5 kiosks.
Okay, yeah.
Out of 10.
Oh, Jesus. But it's an average of 2 stores, 1 kiosk.
Yeah. But I would never give something like 1 store, 3 kiosks.
That would be 1.5. Oh, no.
No, 1 store, 3 kiosks would be 2 stores, 1 kiosk.
That's right. In our conversion rate.
So it's like you have to reduce fractions.
I see.
But
speaking of that, we got 2 minutes and 13 seconds. And I didn't think we'd sit and talk through this whole massage, but I think I need this.
Oh, is it really starting to feel nice
for
you? Well,
I've just been really physically tense.
Why, Matt? Because of your big home project.
Yeah. A floor-to-ceiling garage full of junk out. Oh, and it's just been a lot of lifting.
You got any tips for getting that stuff out of there?
Yeah, have your wife do it.
Did you throw anything out or did you just move?
Yeah, we threw a lot out junk? And we got a lot to give away to Goodwill. But all of the rest of the stuff went in a pod that they took away this morning. But I had to move it all down the driveway into the pod on a broken dolly.
Why didn't you move the pod up the driveway?
It wouldn't fit. I tried and the guy broke part of our...
A part of your home?
Yeah, some stones and some grass. Oh.
Well, I don't appreciate that.
He meant well.
Any other mall walking business that we need to figure out, Matt?
Do you want to go to Santa Anita or Glendale Galleria next? I feel like... There's more of a chance we're going to get busted at Santa Anita.
Because they have less to do or they're more...
They just seem a little bit more...
The vibe's not right?
It's a little bit more uptight there. It's a little bit more upscale.
I've only maybe only been there with my wife to pick up things. Like she would order something from a Nordstrom.
Yeah.
And that they only had it at that location. And that's why we went there. Right.
They have a karaoke place. Like you can go there at like 10 in the morning and get your own karaoke room.
We can get our own karaoke room?
Yes.
Do you want to do that?
Yes.
And record it?
Yes.
With singing to two microphones?
Yes.
What are the like legal ramifications of having karaoke tracks?
There's on not a podcast? Single ramification.
Okay. I'm very concerned about rules.
I know you are. I've known that about you, but it's really coming out on this podcast. And you know me, I'm a little bit of a...
Yeah, you're a rebel.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a devil.
You got a rebellious stripe in you.
Yeah, I'm like Stripe the Gremlin.
You are, and I'm like Gizmo.
Yeah, with a Reese Witherspoon mouth. Check it out. Compare the two.
What?
Gizmo's mouth
is
identical to Reese Witherspoon's mouth.
Why?
I don't know.
On purpose?
I don't think so. Oh, my massage is done.
Oh, it's over? Yeah, that didn't feel like 2 minutes, but...
No, it sure didn't.
You know what? It was worth every penny.
We could do 60 minutes.
I can't imagine sitting in one of these chairs for 60 minutes.
What if instead of mall walking, we just do massage chairing?
I mean, the spinoffs are limitless.
All right, Mark.
So 2.5, I'm giving this 2 stores, 1 kiosk.
Same here.
Burbank Town Center. It's a fine mall. I'm trying to think back. If you're a lady, you're going to have some clothing options. There was that high heel store. You got 3 different entrances into one Victoria's Secret.
Right.
You can get your nails done. You can get your hair done.
Your brows.
You can get your shoes repaired. You can go bowling. You could see a movie. You could sit in a massage chair. You can not go into Macy's. Whatever you want to do.
Listen, I picked Eagle Rock Plaza. You picked Burbank Town Center.
So you get to pick a mall now.
I'm picking Glendale Gallery.
So next episode,
they got a Lego store.
Do you think that it'll be a 2-parter?
You mean
Glendale Galleria seems like it's very big.
It is. I think it is one of the larger malls. I read that in the Wikipedia, but no, not necessarily.
Okay,
we won't cover the Americana, even though that's part of it.
You don't think so?
No, that's a separate thing.
What? What do you think your favorite mall is of all time?
Well, it's gone.
It's gone?
The Whitwood Mall.
Yeah.
And then I always loved South Coast Plaza growing up because it was so highfalutin.
God, that's going to be a hard one to do.
Yeah. We might have to get lavaliers.
I was going
to
say, we might have to get lavalier mics and hide them.
But that kind of kills part of the fun. Let's keep going.
But
and
you
see.
Like to interview people.
Yeah. Well, what we could do is go lavaliers, but we have one of these handhelds. And just we could pull it out if we talk to someone. But then it's weirder to go up to someone and they don't know we're recording anything when they see us with the mics, you know.
So you're saying it's a bit disarming for us.
Yeah.
It disarms us as just, hey, we're just guys with microphones right. Walking around a mall.
And so far, the only issue we've had is one Macy's, 3 malls.
And it scarred me.
I know, it really did.
Did you say one Macy's in 3 malls?
Well, we've been to Eagle Rock 3 mall trips. Twice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good odds so far. Although we've gone in pretty rundown malls, so it will be interesting when we go to South Coast Plaza or
I feel like our Santa time like during the day on a weekday is important. I can't do this on a Saturday.
Because it'll be too crowded?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't think we need to actually encounter a weird mall kid.
Someday we will. And it might
I feel like we got close today.
It might just be us. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Mall Walkin', brought to you by Pistol Shrimps Radio. Mall Walkin' is executive produced by Matt Gorley and Mark McConville, associate produced by Matt Gorley and Mark McConville, recorded and edited by Mark McConville and Matt Gorley. No one else is involved in this production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.